This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Strange political rumblings. Now from Nevada, a woman there is accusing Republican Congressman Jim Gibbons. He's the leading candidate for governor, accusing him of assaulting her in a parking lot 1 week ago. Mr. Gibbons denies this charge. The woman says the alleged attack was an attempt to get her back to his hotel room after a night of drinking. Here's part of what she told a 911 operator.
He's got my arms really tight, and he shoved me back, and he told me to shut up.
Okay, and you said that this was Jim Gibbons that assaulted you, not somebody
who was
with
you. Yes.
Again, Mr. Gibbons strongly denies this allegation. Even before this sensational turn, political watchers around the country have been watching the Nevada governor's race because of its possible impact on the presidential contest in 2008. NPR's Luke Burbank has been reporting from Las Vegas this week. He joins us now. Luke, where are you exactly, and what is the latest on this story?
Alex, I'm actually in the parking lot of a McCormick & Schmick's restaurant just off the Vegas Strip. And it's not because I'm getting an early start on happy hour. It's because this is actually the spot where last Friday, Jim Gibbons and one of his main political aides and some friends were having dinner. At some point during that night, they were joined by a couple of women who had recognized Jim Gibbons and bought them a round of drinks. They had a couple more drinks together. And then at about 10 o'clock that night, that's where things get sort of murky. Jim Gibbons says that basically he went back to his hotel room. One of the women in that party, she contends that he basically stalked her back towards her car into the parking garage and then grabbed her and sort of tried to get her to go back to his hotel room before she ran away.
Luke, who is this woman?
Her name is Chrissy Mazio, and she's a 32-year-old cocktail waitress at the Wynn Hotel and Casino. She's also a single mother. She said that at the beginning of the night, she actually didn't even know who Jim Gibbons was. This is according to her statement to police, but that her friend actually recognized him. They sent some drinks over to Gibbons' table and then were invited over there. And then Mazio says that after that, as she was trying to leave later in the night, Jim Gibbons basically followed her back to the parking garage and sort of grabbed her, accosted her, and tried to get her to go back to his hotel room. She told the 911 operator that everyone at the table had been having a few drinks.
Had he been drinking?
Yeah, he had been, and so have I.
He didn't seem like he was under the influence of anything other than alcohol, correct?
Probably power. I don't know.
Well, so what is Congressman Gibbons saying about this? Does he deny having met this woman that night?
No, he doesn't deny that he met her. He says, though, that they came over to the table. Their conversation was very appropriate. In fact, he held a press conference yesterday. At that press conference, he produced three sworn affidavits from other people who were at the meal, including this woman, Chrissy Mazio's friend, saying that he was not drunk. According to Gibbons' version of events, what happened was he was leaving the restaurant. This woman came out, couldn't find her car. He offered to help her find her car. And at some point, as they were walking towards it, she sort of drunkenly stumbled, and that's when he caught her.
I caught her as she did so, and I asked her if she was all right. She looked at me, said nothing, and simply walked away. I turned and proceeded to my hotel, and that's where I remained for the rest of the night.
Well, so what do people in Nevada think?
Well, Alex, on both sides, there's certainly a healthy amount of suspicion about the woman's claims because of her being obviously inebriated and the fact that she has decided not to press any charges. But even before that, a lot of people around the country were watching this race closely because the Democratic caucus in Nevada has been moved up to the number two in the nation just after Iowa, meaning that whoever becomes governor, be it Republican or Democrat, will have an important role in who becomes the Democratic nominee in 2008.
NPR's Luke Burbank in Las Vegas. Luke, thank you.
Sure, Alex.